listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jim Erickson for the University of Michigan News Service. University of Michigan researchers have identified a gene that acts as a master switch to control obesity in mice. Deleting the gene, called IKKE, also appears to protect mice against conditions that, in humans, lead to type 2 diabetes, which is associated with obesity.
We found that deleting this IKKE gene stops mice from gaining weight on a high-fat diet. The fact that you can disrupt all of the effects of high-fat diet, including obesity, diabetes, and fatty liver, by deleting this one gene was very surprising.
That's Alan Saltiel, the Mary Sue Coleman Director of the UM Life Sciences Institute. He led a research team that reported its IKKE findings in the September 4 edition of the journal Cell. Saltiel said the IKKE gene and the protein it makes could become prime targets for the development of drugs to treat obesity, diabetes, and the complications associated with those disorders.
The IKKE gene produces a protein that sometimes acts as a brake on basal metabolism. If we can find an inhibitor of this protein, we should be able to release that brake, allowing the metabolism to speed up and burn more calories instead of storing them as fat.
The search for IKKE inhibitors is already underway.
We're currently screening thousands of small chemicals, searching for ones that block the IKKE protein's activity. IKKE inhibitors could become candidates for drug development.
The need for new treatments is critical today, given the obesity epidemic and the rising number of type 2 diabetes cases.
Obesity is one of the biggest health problems we face today, and it predisposes people to type 2 diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and a host of other problems. The obesity epidemic is a special concern among children, and many of those kids are developing type 2 diabetes. Children who are developing type 2 diabetes now, secondarily to obesity, are going to start feeling the effects of complications of diabetes in their 30s. And the costs associated with this are going to be enormous. It's a worldwide epidemic, and it's just going to get worse.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.